KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school boys sub-state soccer play last night, Class 2A action, it was ADM defeating Atlantic by a score of 5-2. Also, Creston advancing with a 1-0 win over Glenwood. In Class 1A play last night, sub-state boys soccer, it was Tri-Center over Trainer 8-1. St. Albert defeating AHSTW 2-0. And Kemper Catholic, a winner over Bondurant Farrar 1-0. Also in Class 3A play, it was Sioux City East downing Thomas Jefferson by a 2-1 final. Also last night, a girls' regular season soccer play, Kemper Catholic defeating Boone 4-2. Also, Bishop Heelan Catholic beat St. Albert by a final of 2-0. Well, speaking of soccer, girls' Class 2A regional soccer action gets underway tonight. Just a couple of matches in Class 2A regional soccer play this evening. Carroll will be on the road at Glenwood tonight, while Denison will host Thomas Jefferson. That's 2A girls' regional soccer tonight. Other action will get underway next week in girls' postseason play. Well, the boys' state golf tournaments will get underway today with 36 holes of competition over a couple of days. In Class 1A, Griswold will be battling for a state team title. The Tigers had the third-best qualifying round in the regionals, and they should have a chance to bring home a state title. Griswold's team includes James Reynolds, Trayton Oakleaf, Jake Reynolds, Tyler Wyman, Jacob Lewis, and Joe Schoening. Chris Schroyer of Guthrie Center, Jackson Lamb of Nottoway Valley, and Tyler Kruger of Riverside will also be in the hunt. They'll be competing for individual honors. The Class 1A tourney will be held at the American Legion Golf Course in Marshalltown today and tomorrow. In Class 2A, Panorama and Kemper Catholic are in the hunt. Panorama had the best qualifying score in the Class 2A meet. The 2A meet will be played at the Ames Golf and Country Club. Also, Class 3A, ADM is the only team from this region of the state. It's in the meet this weekend, which will be held at the Spring Valley Golf Course in Livermore. The boys' state tennis tournament gets underway today as well. It'll conclude tomorrow. The Class 1A meet is being held at Burns Park in Waterloo. In singles competition, Nick Podaisky of Atlantic, Weston Rollins of Red Oak, Ryan Kuchera of Creston, and Matt Moran of Denison will all be competing for a title. Doubles competitors from around this area include Travis Miller and Cody Geezer of St. Albert, Mitch Kinsey and Spencer Pauley of Denison, along with Dedrick Ketwick and Austin Smith of Clarinda. Also in Class 2A at the Veterans Memorial Tennis Center in Cedar Rapids, Kyle Crowell of Abraham Lincoln will be competing in the singles division. In high school sports last night, in boys baseball action, it was Exira EHK shutting out Lenox 4-0, Nottoway Valley in 8 innings, a 9-6 winner over Creston. Glenwood beat St. Albert 7-3, Fremont Mills edging East Mills 4-3, Coon Rapids Bayard over Southeast Valley 3-2, South Central Calhoun down Glen Ralston 13-3, and Abraham Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson split a doubleheader as they actually traded shutouts last night. Abe Lincoln shut out TJ 4-0 in the opener. TJ shut out AL 6-0 in the nightcap. In girls softball play last night, Charter Oak Ute beat IKM Manning 3-1, Lennox over Nottoway Valley 3-2, Kemper Catholic took 2 from Clarinda 12-0 and 7-4. St. Albert beat Glenwood 3-2 in the opening game of a doubleheader. Glenwood took the nightcap 13-1. It was Creston downing Lewis Central 4-1 in a doubleheader in Game 1, and in Game 2, it was Lewis Central winning 5-2 over Creston. Fremont Mills beat East Mills 14-2. Sydney outscored Nishnabotna 11-8. Glidden Ralston beat South Central Calhoun 12-0. Southeast Valley 12-0 over Coon Rapids Bayard, and Abraham Lincoln down Thomas Jefferson 12-3 in girls' softball play last night. Several other matchups around the region were rained out last night. The Iowa Hawkeye baseball team opens an NCAA regional in Springfield, Missouri today as second-seeded Iowa will play third-seeded Oregon out of the Pac-12. The Hawkeyes take a 39-16 record into their first NCAA tournament appearance since 1990, and they'll take on an Oregon squad that finished sixth in the Pac-12 race.
We're playing a hot team in Oregon, very well coached. George Horton won national championships before, and They'll be as prepared as any team we play, that's for sure. And actually had a little chance to watch them play on Saturday on TV just randomly. And it's definitely a tough challenge. And I know our guys will be fired up to play.
That's Iowa coach Rick Heller. Top-seeded Missouri State plays Canisius in the other first-round game. The Hawkeyes edged Missouri State 6-5 on a trip to Texas in late February.
We're 1-0 against the field, so that's a good thing. I mean, Missouri State, we played those guys way back in the early part of the season down in Texas, and And they've got an incredible team, super talented, awesome pitching, you know, some really good players. And Keith's had a fantastic season and deserving of the national seed. And, you know, definitely not an easy regional, that's for sure.
Heller says the Hawkeyes have the pitching staff that's needed to make a run through the regional.
We have the three great starters in Peyton, Hickman, and Matthews, and then our bullpen has just been, you know, fantastic. And Nick Hibbing and Ryan Erickson and Luke Vandermaten, you know, they got six really good arms right there, and we can mix and match. We can do some different things, and, you know, hopefully they'll do the job that they've done all year and give us a chance to win like they've done, you know, the entire season.
This is the third different school that Heller has led to an NCAA regional, and he says the Hawkeyes do not need to change their approach for today's action. In Major League Baseball action yesterday in the National League, Cardinals had the day off. In fact, only four teams were in action. It was Pittsburgh over San Diego 11-5 and San Francisco downed Atlanta 7-0. A fairly light schedule in the American League as well. Royals had the day off. The White Sox and the Orioles played two, with Chicago winning 3-2 in the opener. Baltimore winning the nightcap 6-3. Boston beat Texas 5-1. The Angels pounded Detroit 12-2. Oakland got by New York 5-4. And Cleveland beat Seattle 5-3. In NFL news, Adrian Peterson is expressing his frustration over criticism that he's receiving while staying away from the voluntary portion of the Minnesota Vikings offseason. Peterson will have his $12.75 million salary for 2015 guaranteed if he's on the roster for week one. But a person close to Peterson tells the Associated Press the 30-year-old also wants more of the money on the back end of his deal guaranteed. Peterson said on Twitter that he knows hundreds of players that wish the team would have honored their contracts, as he is being asked to do. Coach Mike Zimmer said yesterday that Peterson has two choices. He can either play for the Vikings next season, or he can just not play at all. Tom Thibodeau has suddenly become one of the most successful former coaches in NBA history. Thibodeau's been fired after five seasons with the Chicago Bulls. He led the team to a 255-139 record and a playoff appearance in each season with the team. Apparent friction with management led to the change, along with a second-round exit in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Thibodeau's 647 winning percentage ranks seventh in NBA history among coaches with at least 200 games. He led the Bulls to the top seed in the playoffs his first two seasons and was the NBA's Coach of the Year in 2011, the same year Derrick Rose became the league's youngest MVP. And the Big 12 Conference is keeping its men's basketball tournament in Kansas City through at least 2020, and the conference plans to play the baseball and women's basketball tournaments in Oklahoma City for multiple years. Kansas City has annually hosted men's basketball since 2010 and was already set for 2016 before the new multi-year agreement Thursday through 2020. The tournament was a sellout in each of the past two seasons, averaging more than 18,000 fans a game there. The women's tournament was in Dallas this year, and it was previously announced Oklahoma City would host in 2016. Pending final negotiations, that will extend to 2019. Baseball will return to Oklahoma City next year, and Big 12 officials said final negotiations are pending for that to go through 2020. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.